It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Employers from around Allegheny County will be present at the second annual Immigrant Job Fair. The event seeks to ease the transition for newcomers by finding sustainable and suitable employment. Joining us now in studio to talk about the barriers facing this particular demographic and how city organizations are looking to help are Leslie Eisenman. She's Director of Refugee and Immigrant Services for Jewish Family and Children's Services of Pittsburgh. Leslie Eisenman, welcome.
Thank you.
And Benedict Kalang. He's an employment specialist with Jewish Family and Children's Services of Pittsburgh. Benedict Kalang, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
And you can join the conversation with a comment or question at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Say you're new to Pittsburgh, you've just immigrated here, you're trying to find out more about where to go to start the process of finding a job. These folks should have some information for you. And explain who this job fair is targeting.
So this fair is targeting people who might need an extra helping hand to understand how to get a job in Pittsburgh, or they could have skills. It could be the range from people with low skills and some English to people with high skills and more professional abilities. These are people who may not have had this type of experience finding a job in their home country. This is a very Western American way of getting a job, the way we do things here. So we will be helping them. We understand the cultural differences. For those who never have done this before, we will be assisting them directly, introducing them to employers and letting them, you know, practice getting a job here, talking about themselves in a way that's very American style.
And I'm guessing it poses a challenge to you folks because of the wide range of experiences. You may be working with somebody who does not speak English at all, and that may vary from, you know, someone with no English speaking ability to another person who has some, to someone else who is fluent. So what kind of challenges does that create for you, Benedict?
Yeah, this we have to understand really the cultural difference. And since this is the second time we have the job fair, we having worked with them, we understand what really it takes to get these guys into the doors of the next level of job.
What are some of the barriers facing immigrants when they go to look for jobs in Pittsburgh?
So they may not understand how to apply for a job online. They may not have the English level. They may not have the understand where to find jobs. They may not know how to interview. It's cultural, you know, to shake the hand, to smile, to talk about yourself is not something some people do in their cultures. They get jobs based on who they know or where they, you know, their family circumstance. So there's a whole set of skills that we teach them in what we call job readiness training. This is done with other agencies, but we do it, and just simple how to get a job in America, what the workplace looks like here, and what's expected. And most people, even if they have language and professional backgrounds, usually have to step back a little bit and get started somehow and work their way up. And this job fair is more suited to people who've already worked at least one job in the U.S. so that they can present in front of the employer.
Do you find that people who aren't used to the way we do things here embrace the system? Do they like the way it's done here? The fact that you go in, you get to introduce yourself and have that personal contact? You're shaking your head no, Leslie.
I think that some people haven't really worked a job other than a farming job or something like that. And that is, you know, looking people in the eye and having this facade of, you know, being very jovial is not coming naturally. That is difficult. Putting on your game face is not something that comes naturally to some people, to a lot of people. So I don't know that they really like it the first time around. But over time, they do understand, and they can see the reaction of people if they do smile at them and look at them. Mm-hmm. But in other cultures, it is disrespectful to look at people in the eye, especially if they're someone that they consider an elder or someone that they're trying to gain respect from.
Benedict, I'm assuming that you were not born in the United States.
Yes.
So what was it like for you, and how do you use what you experienced to help others?
Of course, coming here with the little English that I had by then, you know, with the help of agencies like U.S. Family and Children Services and then Catholic Charities by then, we were able to be helped, you know, shown this is how things are done. You know, this is how you go for a job interview. This is how you dress. You must keep time. So we were all led through that, you know. And, of course, with time we get used to and now able to, you know, from that bridge job, from that entry-level job now, you know, we tend to progress and advance. And that's the same thing, actually, this job fair is all about. You know, from those who have started from somewhere, now this is going to be something like going to be the second ladder moving up.
So how will this event look different from other job fairs?
Well, maybe Benedict is better, but we have some of the same employers, but they're aware that some of these folks will have limited English, that we'll be doing more introducing of them to the employers, that they're going to be trying their best to use the English that they have, that it does get difficult when you're put on the spot.
Employers, especially those who are coming, are people we have known and have worked with for a while. Mm-hmm. They have, even in some of their companies, they have even immigrants. So they are fully aware of the population that they're expecting tomorrow. So it is not something different. So they are used to, you know, to their accents. They are used to, you know, the way how they maybe answer some interview questions.
How can Pittsburgh companies be more accommodating to immigrants seeking employment?
Well, I think this is something that we have been doing, you know, going around and really having one-to-one kind of discussion with employers, letting them know the importance of employing immigrants here in the city.
They are, as a group, very hardworking. I've heard employers say they're the ones that raise their hand to work overtime. They're on time. You know, once they understand that, you know, the way time works here, they're longtime workers, and we are there as an agency to be a go-between. So when we are working with our clients, we can stay on the scene, and for communication barriers, cultural barriers that could crop up, we're there.
But are Pittsburgh companies who are doing the hiring, are they doing enough?
Well, we're really seeing a lot more buy-in from the top and the middle, mm-hmm. and now it has to trickle down to the frontline people who have to deal with people with accents who look different, sound different, and that is starting to happen. I think that we intended to keep our job fair to about 12 employers, and now we're at 17. People continue to contact us because they want to be part of this. And I think they're more open as more we're getting exposed more. As Pittsburgh grows its numbers of immigrants, you're going to see more acceptability and familiarity.
That's Leslie Eisenman. She's Director of Refugee and Immigrant Services for Jewish Family and Children's Services of Pittsburgh. Also joining us, Benedict Kalang, an employment specialist with Jewish Family and Children's Services of Pittsburgh. Thanks to both of you for being here, and good luck with the job fair.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. We're out of time. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.